Now, I am very, 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 very lucky to have two talented individuals on air with me. We're Zooming, and I'm so bad at this. I just want to make sure I've got this right. Kia ora Ray, kia ora Uta.
Kia ora Matthew, cool. Thanks for having us on.
It worked. awesome. Well, we are here having a little kōrero about Play It Strange and the exciting news that we've got a winner on the line. So Ray, you're one of the judges, correct, and a mentor?
That's right.
And I've got Uta here, who has just won an award-winning songwriter on the air. Very honoured. You've won the Te Reo Māori Songwriting Competition for 2024, am I right?
You are right.
Oh my goodness. So Play It Strange, if people at home don't know, is an amazing foundation set up to kind of encourage, I suppose, and not just encourage, but enable young songwriters to basically get out there and be celebrated and be uplifted. So it's pretty amazing. And the big concert that's happening at Auckland Town Hall Concert Chamber is happening on Wednesday the 23rd of October, but the winners have been announced, and I'm wondering if you could tell me a little bit about your winning waiata.
Okay, look at the mic. So my waiata is called Aku Karu Pōhewa, and I wrote the song about both of my grandparents, more specifically both of my karawa.
Mm-hmm.
So on my father's side,
yeah,
he suffered a major stroke 9 years ago, and I never really got to really like properly meet him.
Wow.
I met him as when I was a baby, but got to probably have like a proper full conversation with him,
right? Because he became non-verbal, is that right?
Yeah.
And so is this why it's a kind of imagining a conversation with him, or tell us about the nature of the song?
So like it talks about like how I never really got to have a connection with him. Mm. And like how still had a connection with him, but like not verbal connection.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and I talk about how he's like still fully there, and he understands us, but like he just can't tell us.
Yeah.
What are you like? Yeah.
And what's your translation of the title of the song, Aku Paru Pōhewa? What does that mean in English?
I think it's like my.
Yeah, kia kaha.
My imagination.
Mm.
Imagining.
Yeah.
A present where I could interact with them.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds beautiful. Yeah. I can't wait to hear it. And I know that in order to hear it, are you going to be performing this live at the Town Hall?
Yes.
No big deal.
Not bad for a first for a performance debut, eh?
Yeah, not bad. It's all uphill from here, I promise you. So tell us about your world. You am I right? You're from Porirua?
Yes.
Nice. And may I ask how old you are?
I'm 16 years old.
16. That's amazing. And have you been writing songs for long, or is this a new thing for you?
I mean, I've been like properly trying to write songs in like the past few years, but I was brought up in the music industry for the most part.
Oh, nice.
Like, my whole family is just a bunch of musicians.
Yeah.
So like, sort of comes naturally, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't rebel and become an accountant. You stuck with music. Yeah, I like it.
I never say never.
Yeah. And so today, as far as I understand it, there was a mentoring session with all of the winners and the judges, some amazing judges. Obviously, you're one of them, Marlon Williams, Lady Six, and Mike Chan and Jordan Luck. So did the two of you have a mentoring session today?
Yeah, we sure did. We've just been chopping it up and having a nice korero the last few hours at New Zealand School of Music, yep. The Whanganui Atara. It's been cool getting to know each other and putting a face to the waiata,
because
when you're doing this kind of judging mahi, you're just like sitting at your computer listening to the music, and you just get like, they give you like as little information as possible, so you're just like judging like just the waiata and the merits of the waiata.
I like that.
So I literally just had a song title and the audio.
Yep.
So actually, meet the face behind the waiata is super, super special. And I can't wait. There's big things in store for this young man. So excited to meet him. Kanohi ki te kanohi.
Yeah, well, we're excited to hear the song too eventually. And tell me, Ray, I don't want to embarrass to hear, but tell us what you loved about this waiata. What made it number one for you?
It's got a very futuristic and modern production, and it's kind of like based in hip hop, based in electronic music, which cool. is obviously kind of my specialty and where my passion is.
Yeah.
So whenever I hear, you know, real focused music using modern production techniques and stuff like that, my ear automatically perks up. His use of auto-tune and stuff like that in modern production techniques was just super like on and current, and just sounds like anything that you'd hear from any part of the world for like current hip hop urban music. So that really perked up my ear. Also, this waiata, once you hear it, it's just got a really powerful intro where it's just a cappella, and like the beat just starts with his reo doing like even like sort of like more tier tier style vocal, which is just like real simple melodies, and then slowly the production builds into the waiata. And then I just found out today that he wrote all the beat himself. Wow. Like just on his phone, even. Like, he's doing all his music just on his phone, like with a beat making app on his phone. I didn't even know that was possible. But yeah, he's making me feel like an uncle here, but that's quite right.
We all end up there.
That's right. That's right. I'm in my 30s now. I'm uncle status. I'm happy with that.
Nice.
Yeah, it was super, super engaging song from the get-go, and I can't wait for the world to hear it.
Oh, well, I can't wait. I tell you what, as soon as we are allowed to unveil this waiata and play it on air, I can swear to you here right now, I'll be playing it with urgency on my radio show here on Monday Drive, ASAP.
Awesome.
But yeah, for now, we wish you like an incredible performance at this incredible Auckland Town Hall Play It Strange. You're in good company there too. Kira Wallace is a songwriter from Otapotsi that I've been keeping an eye on, and they are phenomenal and are playing this week with the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra in front of a 35-piece orchestra, having never really played in Auckland before, one wine cellar show. So there's just, it's amazing what happens with something like Play It Strange, where you can just suddenly, connections can happen. So also, I'm so excited to see what happens for you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you both so much. We're going to play a song from a previous year, a previous winner. This is Hunter Valley and Ashley Walker-Jones with Ipu Momahara. And my goodness, I can't wait to hear your waiata. Thank you so much.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. We'll catch you soon. This is one of the previous winners, Hunter Valley and Ashley Walker-Jones.
E tipuroa inga ara e rua, e toha toha ana ki tēne taha, ki te rataha. Ko tahi tau e wehi I a rahua, ri te tonu ki a rawa manawa, whakakia I te atawhai me te aroha. Whakakia I te atawhai me te aroha. Ki ngā whakahua tarawa oranga, hopu ki a ngā whakaro kātō. I te ipu, maumahara e kore e paurie. I te ipu, maumahara e kore e paurie. Taumahara e kore e paurie. Rite ki ngā whakahua tarawa oranga, hopu ki a ngā whakaro kato. I te ipu, maumahara e kore e paurie. I te ipu, maumahara e kore e paurie.